Nutza, I've got to apologize in advance because I'm like really hungry at the minute. So my stomach's been rumbling and okay. I'm worried that it's going to get picked up on the microphone.
Oh, okay.
And then I was thinking, because the best food I've ever had is from Georgia at a Georgian restaurant. It's the bread with the egg and the cheese.
Right, what, and the butter.
And the butter. What's it called?
It's called acharuli khachapuri.
It's the best.
Can you say it?
Right, okay, try one more time.
Be careful.
Okay, okay.
Acharuli.
Acharuli.
Acharuli khachapuri.
Acharuli khachapuri.
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 Oh my God, everyone in Georgia is going to hate me. Honestly.
It's super easy. I don't know why people find it so hard. It's but so easy. Acharuli khachapuri.
It's the best food in the world.
It is, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
honestly.
I love it too.
Do you just demand it wherever you are in the world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really good. And I'm so happy that, you know, in every country I go, I find Georgian restaurants.
Yeah.
So it's really good. You can go and eat khachapuri. Also, we have khinkali, which is also very good.
What's in that?
And it's like a dumpling, but bigger one. And inside is meat. And it's super tasty. You gotta try it.
Yeah, I really,
it's really,
really
good.
Want it. I mean, it's not helping my stomach rumbling at the minute, but let's hope that for the interview, it calms down.
Yeah.
Stay right there. Yeah. We're gonna get to know all about you. You are listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Nutza, representing Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. I feel like Eurovision is the biggest dose of positivity
exactly.
that you could get.
Exactly. And the fans were adorable. Yeah, and I don't know. I was not expecting this much of love.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy. And I'm gonna do my best to give it back to people.
The funniest video I saw recently was you sang at a Georgian football match.
Right.
But the rain when you sang, it was pouring.
It was
so much.
It was pouring, yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy.
So what was the match, first of
all? So the match was the most important match in our history.
Okay.
And first of all, I want to say that our boys, our national team is in Europe. So
yes.
We're going to play. And it's like historical moment for Georgians. It was like unbelievable day. And I'm so happy. Doesn't matter. It was raining. It was like a hurricane or whatever. It was, does not matter. The most important thing was that we won. So I'm also happy because, you know, I sing it, so it means that I have a good, happy, winning feat, right?
Yeah.
As we say in my country.
So they asked you to sing before the game started.
I sang in the halftime.
Oh, in the halftime.
Yeah, in the halftime. And actually, I like that it rained. You know why? Because in my song, we have the rain.
You do?
Yes. So I was like, you know, I ordered the rain for the performance.
Because you can, because you're Nutza. You know, you do what you want.
I put out the fire with the rain. So it was good. It was, to be honest, it was very emotional moment for me to see my people united like that, you know, for this big match. It was very important day for me, and to sing this song first time live.
It
was really big moment, and I'm happy that it all ended. And then we did the another match with Greece, which I was not there.
Yep.
But Georgia won that
Amazing.
Game as well. So it's a perfect.
I love
perfect
that it was the
for
it
Georgia.
Was, it was the perfect drama for your song in the perfect moment. But but if you did halftime there, next step Super Bowl halftime show, right?
For sure. I like to do this kind of things. I like to visualize my future. And then once I visualize a lot and I feel it, then it comes to reality, actually. That's how I am since I was a kid. So why not?
Yeah, completely.
I'm gonna visualize Super Bowl. Yeah, that's the next step, I think.
So was Eurovision something you always visualized?
Yes. It was. It was when I was like 17 or 18. That was the time when I wanted to go to Eurovision the most. But, you know, I believe in timing, the right timing for everything. And And I kind of follow the flow as well of the life. And, you know, whatever comes, it means that I'm ready for it at this moment. If I wanted to do Eurovision when I was 18, maybe it was not my time. I was not really so ready as I am right now. Yeah. So I'm really happy that now it's my chance to do it.
And there's been so many things that you've done since then that have probably helped you for this moment.
Right, exactly, know? Yes.
Like all the countries you performed in, American Idol, like what a moment for you.
Yes, exactly.
How was that experience?
Oh, it was really an experience that a lot of artists cannot experience, honestly. And I'm really grateful and happy that I was able to experience that, because I wanted also to do that American Idol since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So it's also a dream come true for me. And also it's a big motivation, because once you do that kind of a show, like that big of a show in the world, after that you gotta think, oh my God, you know, I've done it, and now people are expecting from me, and me, I'm expecting from myself too, something greater, something bigger. So it's a big challenge as well, you know, when you go there, what you're gonna do after that, you know, because they are giving you big experience, they are giving you, as a singer, it's a big school for you, with everything, you know, with vocal coaching, with the live shows, with, you really see how Hollywood works, you know, how is the inside a kitchen of Hollywood. You see it in American Idol. So it's big experience for me. So,
well, you got to meet Katy Perry as well, which I'm insanely jealous at, because honestly, she's one of my favorites.
She's so good.
And now it's the Eurovision stage, which is going to be one of the biggest stages in the whole world to perform on.
Right. Yes, right? It is. It's, first of all, to be able to share your music, your culture, and your talent with the world. You know, a lot of people are watching Eurovision for a long time, and I've been a fan of Eurovision since I was very little girl. So it's big opportunity for me.
Do you get nerves? Do you feel the pressure?
Or
how do you deal with that then?
Yes, I feel a lot of pressure.
Pressure's good sometimes, by the way.
Yes,
you know,
it's good.
In certain, like, yes, you know, it's aspects. Good.
Yeah, I heard, I saw one picture. It was like a diamond picture. And, you know, to get the diamond, it has to get through a lot of pressure. And then you get the diamond, right? Yeah. I saw this one quote and I love that. And it's true, actually. Because, first of all, I have pressure from my people. Because, you know, once you do something big, they are waiting for you to do something bigger, you know, and I just cannot do something in the middle. You know, it has to be either great or it has to be bad.
Yeah, yeah. Go big or go home.
Exactly. That's my situation. So yeah, it's a big pressure and I'm dealing with it. You know, I like to pray. I like to work out. I like to share my thoughts and speak with my good friends and close friends, and they are always there for me. I like to speak with my mom as well and share, you know, my inside thoughts and, you know, all this emotion and anxiety maybe.
I hope your mum is doing a banner, "That's my girl," or something like that. Do you know what I mean? That she'll make sure is on every camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
so you know,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that's her, that's her. That's my daughter, you know.
Exactly.
Is she your like biggest cheerleader?
Yes. She is. Me and my mother's relationship, I talk about it a lot in my country, and everybody knows that, like, she is my bestie since I was a kid. So I have a very good relationship with her, and it really helps me as a daughter, because, you know, to have your mother as your best friend.
You had a visitor to Georgia, didn't you? One of the other contestants came
Ollie.
And saw you. Ollie came and saw you from the UK.
He is my love. I love him. He's such a sweetheart. And I was so happy that he came to Georgia because he's really good person from inside out.
So he came to Tbilisi.
Yeah.
And you hung out a little bit.
Yes. So he came to shoot a music video, which I was very surprised. I was like, wow, like, he's coming to Georgia to do a music video. I was like, wow, we are really in, you know, advanced. I was like, wow. And we took him to eat Hachapuri.
Yeah, I can't say it. I'm just
We took him to eat this cheese board. We took him around city, like showed him statues and, you know, little bit told him about our history, that we are country of wine as well. And, you know, a lot of things. And
Georgian wine, nice.
Yeah, Georgian wine is the best, right?
I've never tried it.
You never?
No.
Oh, I have
it's
to
on
give
the
it
list.
To you.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, 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 yeah. In Sweden,
okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he tasted wine as well. And I don't know, like, he loved the country, as far as I know.
We've been chatting. We haven't actually talked about the song, right? Firefighter.
Yeah.
Well, we've mentioned it a little bit, but yeah. It feels epic. It looks epic.
Thank you.
When you heard it for the first time, mm-hmm. did you think, that is the one?
Yes.
This is the one I want.
I've heard 350 songs. Exactly.
There was 350 options.
Yes.
And yes. You listen to every single one?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I recorded. Then after I picked my top three,
yep.
I recorded three songs fully. I recorded because I couldn't get, like, before I sing it, I couldn't think, you know, oh, this, I like this song. But when I sing the song, like the other song, for example, it didn't felt mine. You know, and I just didn't like the melody, or I don't know. It just didn't felt right for me. So that's why I recorded three songs, and Firefighter was the one, because in Firefighter we were three people in the studio, and we were kind of thinking together, what's the message, you know, what kind of attitude we want to have during the song, what kind of beat we want to have, you know, we created everything together. So it was really creative process for me. But when I listened to Firefighter, the demo version, it was the chorus that I loved. I see it. Like, when I heard this, oh my God, I was like, oh my God, I'm literally singing this all day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, we gotta do the song. So I was very happy that it turned. And most importantly, I didn't want the song to be a ballad.
Yes.
Because from Georgia, we hear always ballads, right?
You wanted something up-tempo, yes, with a routine.
Yes.
You know, a vibe.
Yes, a vibe, attitude,
yep,
message. Movements, you know, a show. This is what I wanted, because I love to sing ballads.
Yeah.
But Georgia always sings ballads. So I was like, let's try to do something different for this year.
Is the fire service of Georgia behind you, or the,
yes,
firemen and women?
Everywhere I go, firefighters are there for me to, you know, to put out the fire that we just, you know, made on the stage.
I just want them to, I just imagine all their fire engines all around Georgia, yeah, with like your like face plastered on it as they're driving around, like,
it's,
you know,
their
helping
anthem.
Yeah, yeah. For the next month at least.
They're driving to their work. They're like, I see.
Honestly, we're off to an emergency. We're off to help people. Yeah. We're going to put Nutsa on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to inspire
us. It's the anthem. But without making a fun of it, what was the true message of the song, right? Firefighter, what does that mean? So actually, I really appreciate all the people that are working for the countries, like firefighters, like soldiers, like police officers, like doctors, and everyone.
Ambulance workers.
Yes, everybody. But the thing is, why I call it firefighter is like fighting with the fire. So the fire is all the negative things that is happening now in the world. So because I'm always like spreading love to them,
and
like
joy,
to hate and joy, and I feel like that the kindness and love is the right power to it, and I feel like that with love you can really put out that fire, which is this negativity.
And you said that you've watched Eurovision since you were a kid,
right?
Which Eurovision song made the most impact on you?
Impact, I would say it was when Loreen's Euphoria. I loved that song with all the energy and, you know, all the message
drama.
And the drama and the fire and I don't know, everything that it had with the performance and song. But if I take the other side, I really liked I'm a Fairy Tale.
Alexander Rybak.
Yes.
I'm in love,
yes,
with a fairy tale.
As I imagine, as I remember, when I was a kid with my cousin, we were watching Eurovision and we just loved him.
Yeah.
It was like, because he was so cute.
Yeah,
and we loved him and his song. So I remember this, that we really loved him.
He obviously plays violin. You play some musical instruments, don't you? Or do
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
What do you play?
I play piano. Yeah, I was like 7 years old when I started playing, but I was never into it.
Ah.
Never, never, yeah. I was into always performing, dancing and singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have done this like all day and never get tired. But whenever I was going on piano to play, I was like,
you're
can
like,
we
Mom,
finish this lesson?
Mom,
I don't know
do
why.
I have to? Oh
yeah.
My God.
And I tried after guitar as well. So I literally can play guitar and piano as well. But I need to like, you know, sit down and have chords and, you know, C chords and play like that,
yeah.
Not with ear. I was kind of smart since I was a kid.
Okay.
I was putting shows and selling tickets for my shows. I swear. I was selling tickets to my neighbors.
Right.
To everyone who were coming to our family as a guest. So, you know, when you're a guest, you know, when a kid comes to you with, you want to buy the ticket, you will buy, right?
The Nutzer show, basically.
Nutzer show.
You can't see it unless you pay a ticket.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Switched on.
Yeah. So I was like doing this kind of shows since I was a kid, and I just loved performing. And by the way, when I was little, I was listening to Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head.
An amazing
and
song.
Doing this choreo and singing it in front of a mirror when I was a little. And then on American Idol, I literally sing with her.
You did, yes. Oh my
and
God.
How crazy is that, right?
You sang with Kylie. I've seen the video. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember myself when I was a kid in front of a mirror doing the choreo. Na, 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 like this.
So when you were singing with her, did you have an out-of-body experience because you remembered what you did as a kid?
Yes. Yes. And I told her too. She was so nice. She gifted me her champagne with the signature. And she was like,
she's got her own...
Yes.
Champagne and wine.
Yes, Prosecco. I don't know. It was a great experience for me.
So did it say to Nutzer from Kylie?
It says, you're doing great and kill it tonight. It was the finale and XOXO Kylie.
Oh, that's so amazing. Do you still have the bottle?
Yes, I have the bottle.
But did you drink the wine?
No. I will not drink it.
It's special.
It's very special. Never drinking it.
She's one of my favorites as well, Kylie. Like, honestly. Yeah. And I love the moment she's having again with Padam Padam and stuff.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, it's a really good song.
Nutzer, get ready for Eurovision. It feels like all roads are leading to this moment for you.
Right.
You know,
I
and
agree
just
with you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Let me try one more time.
Okay. Khachapore.
Khachapore.
Good job.
Oh, Nutsa, so good to see you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Please welcome to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast from Serbia, Teodora. Hi.
Hi.
How are you finding the roller coaster of Eurovision so far?
Super fun. It's still not roller coaster for me for some reason. I don't know why, but I don't know. I just love that we finally almost everybody met each other.
How has it been since winning the final?
Kind of surreal because even when they pronounced the winner, me, I guess.
It is you.
Yeah. I was we were just so surprised. My whole team, we were sitting, you know, we have our own green room over there. And we were just oh, really? And I was so confused. I went on the stage to get the prize and say something with the gum in my mouth and with my phone. And I was oh, but who's going to hold my phone? I have to get this, the award. And I didn't know what to say. And I forgot, you know, I didn't think about that. I didn't think that I was going to win. And then I was supposed to say something. And I was just caught in a moment. And I was really confused. And even after that, and then maybe the whole time, I don't know. I just kept okay, so it happened. And then we just keep on going and we just keep on working.
But what happened to the gum?
The gum? I probably swallowed the gum. Honestly, when I realized that I had it, I was not prepared. Let's say that.
Does Ramonda feel such a special song to you?
It really does. In Serbia, I've mostly composed and made music for other popular artists over there.
Yeah, you've done loads.
I've done loads and I've done totally different music than what I do with my own music. I can say that I've found myself in this style.
Nice.
With Ramonda and Janum, the previous song. They're not similar, but they're in a way connected, you know?
Yeah.
And they're honest.
You mentioned Janum. Loads of people listening to this will know the song. Other people won't. This song has been a monster hit, huge all around the world. When did you notice that it was kicking off and that it was becoming this huge thing?
John was made for this show that we have. It was like an opening theme for the show. When it came out, I really didn't think that people will catch on it because it's very slow. And it's like a weird song. It's like it doesn't have a chorus. It just has one time, like something that's called a chorus at the end of the song, you know. So it doesn't have like a popular form that we are used to hearing like in songs. So I just thought that, you know, some people will enjoy it and hopefully find some kind of message and something good for themselves in it. But I saw it on TikTok. I didn't even know it was on TikTok. And I looked at it one day and it had like 200 videos. And I was like, oh my God, who's recording themselves to this? Let me see. And then I saw some emotional videos. It was like, this girl was saying, I guess like she was saying goodbye to her grandma, but with very beautiful memories. And it made me cry. It was just very emotional, you know. It was a beautiful video. And she used my song. And then like the videos just kept on coming and then went to 30,000. Now, I don't know, there's so many different versions of the sound, but it has like over a million of videos, and it's so weird because it's also like Serbian, you know? And the people that are recording themselves, they don't even understand like what the song is about, and I think that they're just moved by the emotion, some kind of emotion that they hear in it, and it's just beautiful to know that like you, me and Luca, who we made the song together, made something that like spread around the world, and in the way that it did, it touched people, I think, you know.
It's one of the, if not the biggest Serbian language songs ever, right? Like the numbers on it are huge, like millions of streams, billions of views on TikTok. I think we're at like a 1.5 billion. It must be crazy when you know that's your song and suddenly like everyone around the world knows it. It's huge.
Yeah. For me, the most important thing, again, is like that I realize that why people listen to it is because they feel better, even though it's such a dark song. Mm. It literally is. It was because of the show, you know, even the theme and everything. But like, I think what people send me, you know, I read the messages and stuff like that, is like that they feel like good after they've been listening to it a couple of times. They empty it out if they cry, you know, they empty out the emotions, the bad emotions.
And in India, especially.
It's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
India, it's great. But in India, it's like a meme, you know?
And do you think that the success of that song prompted you to go for Eurovision? Or did you always have Eurovision in mind?
It did. It prompted me to go. I watched Eurovision, especially when I was a kid. But lately, like last couple of years, it wasn't in my mind as like an option. I didn't think about like, hey, you should do this. But with Janum, a lot of people were saying from Serbia, you need to go and represent us with that song, you know? And I was like, well, that would be great, but I can't
but
do
I can't.
It, you know? Like, it's just, it didn't come out in the timeline. I don't know how it happened. It literally, like, 1 month before the deadline for the Serbian national, for the Eurovision, we started doing it, like, the song.
Oh, wow, so close to the deadline.
Very close. I mean, before that, like in the summer, I didn't make that the intro melody, and it was just staying in my computer. And then, like 1 month before the competition, I'm sorry, the deadline, we decided to do it. And then I literally sent it out 15 minutes before the end of the deadline. Literally, like,
wow.
So
so you nearly missed it.
I nearly missed it. Yeah. And I wasn't sure because I didn't get the confirmation email back. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
we've all been there. You know, when you book a ticket and you don't get the email, you're like, has it gone through? Oh no. But
yeah,
you did.
I did. Thank God.
What I would say about Serbia though, is like the last couple of years, you are putting stuff forward that isn't, you know, conforming to stuff. You look at Constractor, you look at Luke and what they did, they're doing your country so proud.
Yeah.
Like Constractor, just, I'd never seen anything like that.
Yeah, me neither.
And then you were competing against her this year again, because she came back for the national final.
She's amazing. We actually, because we had like most of the rehearsals we did with other people were for the semifinalists in our national selection. So she was right after me and she helped me a lot. Not technically, just like,
yeah.
I like how she's thinking. I love her.
Did she congratulate you when you won?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And we spoke afterwards. She gave me some advices. We spoke the other day just before I came to. And the whole like crew, like her whole crew, they're amazing. We said we're gonna go to a studio one day and see, you know, what happens. Like, I think it would be, if we do something together, I think it would be a very, very interesting mix, you know.
Yeah, and throw Luke in as well.
Oh, for sure. He helped me a lot too. Like, and I was so happy he was there. He knows when he gave me the award because he's the last year's winner. So afterwards, when we were going, like, after the we had, like, press and stuff like that, and he was like, I have to go. I have, like, this birthday. Are you okay? I'm like, no, can you stay a little more? He's like, okay, don't worry. And he was like, yeah.
So he's like your brother.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing. They're both amazing. And Constructa, her song this year, too, amazing. Like, the stage, like, everything, the message, I love it.
Luke Black had a lobster. So what would you have if you had to have a creature with you as your mascot?
A dragon.
A dragon. Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Ramonda dragon.
The Ramonda dragon. Yeah, also, like, to me, the song, like, feels, like, kind of warrior-like. It has, like, a feeling of, like, ancestry or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like medieval and Game of Thrones-y. Like Game of Thrones.
I was going to say, like an elf, but it's not. Or just, like, I don't know.
Well, the video has kind of Game of Thrones vibes, doesn't it? Yeah. In a way. You know, it's very dramatic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're bringing, like, the drama this year.
Calm drama.
Calm drama.
Calm drama, karma. Honestly.
No, not karma.
Calm. I'm going to traumatize everybody.
Calm drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where was the video filmed, by the way?
In the studio.
Oh, it's a studio. So it's not.
It's like green screen. Nothing's real. The rock.
Maybe she'd gone to Iceland or somewhere like that. No, it's green screen.
I love that it looks like that, though, but it's not. It's literally just green screen.
Okay. Well, maybe one day. Who are your big musical influences? Like, if you could have a dream collaboration, who would it be?
I can say, like, Rosalía. So interesting. I don't know how but she's crazy. She does, like, super up-tempo stuff, very experimental, and then she has, like, ballads as well. But everything's super experimental. I love that. It's so unique. Everything that she puts out, it's very unique, and I really, really respect that. Of course, I love Billie Eilish, and this is just the today's, you know, people that I think about. There's so many great musicians. Honestly, I would love to collab.
Finally, I know you've been laughing about this, but how many times have you been tagged as the wrong Taya? So Taya from last year.
Oh my god, we've even like her Wikipedia or something at one point, but that was before Eurovision. It was like my picture and all information about her.
For your picture.
My picture, yeah.
For the Taya Wikipedia. Confusion.
Yeah, for so many times. I think now, even now, like maybe even the other day. Yeah.
Have you ever met her?
No, but funny thing is she is actually Serbian.
Yeah,
so
she is.
Like, and same name and well, not the whole same name, but like the first part of the name.
She's probably pleased that, you know, you're carrying on the Taya torch, you know, like a relay, you know, it's like the baton's been passed on, you know, my legacy shines bright.
We should do a tour like Taya and Taya.
Taya and Taya, Taya times two, basically. Taya Dora, thank you so much for being on the podcast and good luck and have fun.
Thank you so much. It was lovely. And I will have fun, I promise.